This is a dictation for patient Willie Gordon, W-I-L-L-I-E-G-O-R-D-O-N, Willie Gordon. Date of service is 12-28-2021. Date of birth 4-13-1970. Date of accident 10-7-2000. Mr. Willie Gordon, too, was allegedly involved in an automobile accident as a rear-ending accident, and he was traveling as a front passenger with his girlfriend and a friend in a Ford Taurus. That impact led him injury to his head, leading to headaches in the right and left temple, along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, nausea, vomiting, and erectile dysfunctions. The patient eventually had a year-long therapy course. So far, as well as he has seen a couple doctors all along, but he was never provided any surgery or injection treatment like lumbar epidural steroid injection. The MRIs that were provided to me showed that he has suffered from a right shoulder bursitis, subacromial subdeltoid, as well as degenerative changes of the glenohumeral joint. And he does have a pain in the right shoulder. His brain MRI was really normal, as well as his cervical spine shows a herniated disc at C3, C4, with a minimal bulging disc at C4, 5, C5, 6, C6, 7. And in the lumbar spine, he has a bulging disc in L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, L5, L5, S1, with varying aspect of effacement of ventral aspect of thecal sac, facet degenerative changes. Herniated disc is noticed also in L3, 4, and L4, L5. Currently, the patient is undergoing lumbar epidural steroid injections, and he reports that he's having a improvement up to 70% in his pain, and his pain level is from 7 to 9 in the neck, lower back, right shoulder. His ability to move the shoulder is up to 125 degrees, and he is on Percocet as a pain medication. The patient is quite compliant, and his ADLs that are affected are general activity, walking ability, work, relationship with people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports in neurologist side, his headaches are not present anymore, nor there is a vision disturbances or dizziness, vertigo, blackout, or seizures, none of that, no loss of memory. Only patient has his difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, lack of focus, poor grades at work, poor work performance, and anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, along with pain in these areas. He has some numbness in the arm and the legs. He has a radiation to both legs posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. He is undergoing lumbar epidural steroid injection for this issue. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports some improvement in the pain level, and denies any major changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Percocet and substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance history, patient is in full compliance. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 144/86, pulse is 91, temperature is 98.5, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the phase examination is from the previous visit of 12-14-2021, dictation number 1217-066, along with diagnosis. The plan of care. The patient has resorted to take extra medication for severe pain that he experiences. He was advised that he should take only 2 times a day for the safety protocol, and because we are measuring his medication through the urine, and he found absent on many occasions, at least 3, he may be discharged. He understands now and he will carry on with the responsibility. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He's ordered a physical therapy 3 times per week for lumbar and cervical region and right shoulder, along with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and McKenzie exercises. He's found disabled for work, housework replacement, and transportation help. He's provided his Percocet 10 over 325 for 12 hours for 15 days for 30 days supply. In addition, patient will continue taking naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril, melatonin, and gabapentin, and Furoscix, Scalexin for rest of the maintenance medication and for headaches. The patient does report improvement and he's satisfied. He has been advised about using marijuana for further relief and as well as trying a Suboxone and other alternatives to Percocet. So far, the patient is stable. He'll be all the MRIs have been reviewed and he's all set to come tomorrow for a procedure, lumbar epidural steroid injection. Thank you. He'll be seen in 1 month's time.